She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
As consumers, we are often fooled into thinking foods are healthy for us when in fact they aren't. We refer to these tactics as hashtag misleading marketing. Here to chat with me about it in more depth is Dr. Ginger, founder of thedrginger.com. Welcome to the show, Dr. Ginger.
Hey, Andrea, glad to be here this week.
Let's jump right in because, as you know, at Naturally Savvy, this is a topic we talk about often. And I want to, you know, what I love about what we're going to do now is a little bit different than we talked about with another one of our guests today, is we're going to get into what the actual foods are that people think are healthy, but aren't so.
That's right. And probably the most popular food that a lot of people still think is really healthy is all this processed soy.
Mm-hmm. And why would that be?
Well, number one, the studies that were done on soy were done on, not on all the soy milk, soy ice cream, soy cheese. They were done on fermented soy products like natto, miso, tempeh, things that we probably in our society here don't consume that often. But in Asian communities, they are consumed, and they are consumed in condiment portions, not in like every meal of every day can be something soy like over here in this country. And so, and then, of course, you know, 99% of the soy produced in this country is genetically modified, and that's another issue. So the whole soy thing and how it also affects your thyroid, and there's so many issues based around soy. But the point is, fermented soy products like natto, miso, and tempeh are the healthy options.
Now, why are these healthier options? And I know Dr. Mercola talks about fermented soy a lot, that it's okay to have the fermented soy. What is it that the fermentation process does to the soy that makes it okay?
Well, number one, it's not processed like all of the others. It's a natural processing like when you make sauerkraut and various other fermented veggies that bring forth probiotics that are good for your intestines and enzymes and more nutrients versus the soy that's been processed in a plant, and not like a plant, but like a manufacturing plant, and it's just heavily processed. It's like comparing apples to oranges, or not even apples, to like comparing, you know, like a box of, you know, something terrible to oranges. It's night and day, and the two words, for whatever reason, are kind of getting mixed messages. But the fermented soy products versus the highly processed soy, that's the difference.
Now, what would be the next thing that you would say that people think that are healthy for us but aren't really?
Well, you know, the smoothie thing has been really popular over the past few years. And, you know, I've pointed out, you know, when we've talked about juicing and smoothies, about how you really should eat your fruit and juice your veggies and, you know, try as much as you can to make your smoothies green smoothies and not put all that sugar in it. But when you go to a lot of these store-bought smoothies or some of these chains that are out there, you have to be very careful because, you know, you take something that even seems like from the name of it might be good, but then when you watch them make it or you ask them exactly, well, what are you putting in here? Is it really just kale and, you know, whatever else? And you find out that a lot of these are very high in sugar and they're using concentrated fruit juices and even turbinado sugar is used in one chain out there. Because I guess they just want to make it taste not so green and they want to appeal to the masses and their high sugar taste buds. But that's really doing us a disservice because you think you're drinking something really healthy and it's just laden with sugar, and a lot of it is artificial sugars and chemical sugars you know, it's not doing your body good.
And the thing about these smoothies, too, is that sometimes they'll add dairy to it, or they'll add other things as a, you know, a sherbet, or they'll add things that kind of give it,
right,
make it thicker. So I think that is a good point. So, and how about the cold press organic juices? Those are good?
Oh, those are good. Yes, those are good. But again, you want to watch the sugar content, you know, especially if you're doing a transitioning from an unhealthy diet to a healthy diet, we tend to kind of migrate towards the high fat and the high sugar foods, even the healthier versions of those, like a lot of nuts and seeds and a lot of fruits. And so you really do want to watch that as you're transitioning, that you just don't get hooked to those options. And you really want to kind of open your doors to the greens and some of the other things that are blood sugar balancing and health promoting.
The thing I want to talk about is when it comes to the use of the word natural or all natural on the label, because that really it confuses people, and people think that just because it's natural or all natural that it's healthy for us, but that isn't the case, right?
Well, that word doesn't mean anything as far as FDA guidelines are concerned. So, you know, it really is just a marketing ploy that, frankly, it works. You know, I can't tell you how many people, they show me something, this must be Dr. Ginger approved. It says all natural on it. Well, the word all natural means absolutely nothing.
There's no regulation.
You and me, it seems like it should mean something, but yes, there are no regulations with that. And so you cannot use, and here's just kind of a tip, the front of a package is all marketing. They can pretty much say whatever they want. They can even tell you there's no trans fat in a product on the front label, when in fact, if you flip it over on the back and read the nutrition label, you see high fructose corn or any kind of bad thing.
High fructose corn syrup or any big.
Or any kind of bad thing.
Food coloring, that's another thing.
Yeah. So keep in mind that the front of the package is all marketing, and they can say whatever they want, and they usually draw you in with it.
You know, that's a very good point. And what about sports drinks? Because that really, you know, I have to say, when I see kids, my son's a avid soccer player, and I see kids drinking things like Gatorade that are filled. I mean, I know they're filled with artificial colors and other things that are not very good for us, but people think they are. Why do you think that is?
Well, again, it's marketing, and, you know, they have all these athletes in the ads, and, you know, they're really pulling the wool over our eyes. But yes, sugar, lots of artificial colors. I mean, you know, do you really want to drink, you know, a blue drink? Like, you know, other than maybe blueberries, what else is going to make a drink blue besides chemicals and artificial colors? So really, I mean, you know, you can make your own sports drinks. You can bring a green juice with you. You know, you could even make, you know, fresh squeezed orange juice if you feel like you need that kind of boost. But, you know, a lot of these sports drinks have lots of chemicals, when your better options are water, bananas, raisins, green juice, you
coconut
know,
water
healthier.
Even too.
That's right. Absolutely. Coconut water. So just be aware of that. And again, the marketing. We have to become educated consumers, because we are being fooled left and right by these savvy marketing companies that are real. It's working. And so, you know, it takes people like you, Andrea, that have shows like this that can reach people to get the word out. And I know you do a lot of that on your Naturally Savvy Facebook page as well. I like to share a lot of the things that you put on there.
Oh, well, thank you, Dr. Ginger. I mean, I want to talk a little bit, you know, watermelon Oreos and celery Jell-O. Seriously?
Yeah, you know, these are some new products that came out. They have watermelon Oreos. I mean, you know, I'd like to think that people would get that and understand, okay, there's not an ounce of watermelon in there, and it's all chemicals. But the center part looks like a watermelon coloring. And, you know, I hate to think that someone's standing in an aisle choosing between, oh, should I get the regular Oreo or the watermelon? Oh, the watermelon Oreo sounds healthier, you know. We've got to know that it's not. And then celery Jell-O. Now, in the South, sometimes salad means Jell-O. I know growing up in the South, you know, whenever we went to family reunions at various parties, you know, oh, have a Jell-O salad. And, you know, that's how they, you know, maybe sneak some veggies in or sneak some fruits in. But Jell-O itself, there's nothing healthy about it. And just because you call it celery Jell-O in the packaging is not going to give you the benefits of, you know, a glass of celery juice that you would juice, that's for sure, because of all the added chemicals that you're going to get with the Jell-O. Yeah,
so
there's
hold on
crazy
a second about
products
the Jell-O
out there.
Now, I have a question about the being from the South. I mean, I am not from the South, but what do you mean Jell-O means salad? Are you talking about that there's because you're throwing fruit in the Jell-O itself, or it's just another term for salad?
Yeah, you know, you make these Jell-O bowls, and they put fruit in it or veggies in it or whatever, and yeah, that's what's served. Hey, have some Jell-O salad. Yeah, it's known. Jell-O is known as a salad in the South. So, yeah.
Oh my gosh, Dr. Ginger, we are out of time for today, but very, very, very interesting. Thank you, at Dr. Ginger. Follow her at Twitter at the Dr. Ginger. I'm Andrea Donsky. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well.